I want to thank the Lord also briefly. I got saved in 1975. I was 23 years old. And my family also didn't want me to go. And I remember some of the sisters in the church. I'd have to sneak too to go to Ridgewood. Actually, I was church hunting. I was going to the Hunter College Christian Fellowship Club. I shouldn't call it a club, but it was wonderful. You know, I wasn't saved when I started to go, but I felt the presence of God also. And I remember the night I got saved, it was Halloween. So to me, that's a very holy holiday. Every time Halloween rolls around, I thank the Lord. I says, I think I'm going to celebrate All Saints Day a day early and just forget about the other stuff. But I remember my parents, my father, trying to discourage me, telling me, you shouldn't go to that place because you're going to go nuts. You look like you're nuts already. And the older I get, the more right I feel that they were. See, I didn't know it at the time. But the more they discouraged me from going to church, the more I wanted to go. I used to tell my friends, you know, if the devil doesn't like it, it must be awfully good. That's just piquing my curiosity even more. But I remember the first time I went in there, Brother Edmonds preaching. And you know how he preached. He was just so full of joy. And the minute I heard him, the second I heard him preach, I said, this is where I want to be. You know, I tried some other churches, and they were emphasizing power. They were emphasizing casting out devils. And I really got sick of the whole business, you know? I knew somehow that was in the Bible, but the way their emphasis was all wrong. And I really got sick of it. I knew even as a young Christian, I didn't know the Word of God as yet, but I knew that was so wrong. And when I stepped into Ridgewood, he was talking about just loving Jesus. About Jesus being precious to us. You know, I said, I never heard a minister talk like that. And his whole emphasis was on the person of Jesus Christ. And of course, he, you know, when he was younger, he got loud. And he was very powerful when he was in his, when he got to be, I think he got to be 90. Yes, and he died just before he was 91. But his emphasis was so good and correct. And of course, the presence of God in that place was wonderful. I remember visiting another Pentecostal church, and I kind of wanted to walk out. It was good. They loved the Lord, but I just didn't feel right there. And then when I went into Ridgewood and I saw the way they worshipped, and how they didn't call attention to themselves, but they were calling attention to Jesus. Yeah, I fell in love. I loved the Lord before that, but I think I fell in love with the Lord even more. And of course, my father gave me a very hard time. He would say, don't go to that church. He wanted to beat up the pastor. And I would say, the pastor didn't convert me. I got converted by the Holy Ghost before I got to church. And he said, don't preach to me. I said, but Daddy, I have to, you know, tell you what happened. I got converted. Got born again. And I'm just so thankful. You know, the more they try to discourage me, my mom's my best friend. She's in a nursing home. But the more they try to discourage me, the more I love Jesus. It was like the Lord was standing right next to me and inside of me, telling me what to say to them. And it kind of reminded me of that story in Pilgrim's Progress when Christian went to the house of the interpreter, and the devil was trying to throw water on the human heart to try to get the fire to die down. And the more he did that, the higher the fire became. And then when Christian looked behind the wall, he saw this man throwing oil on the fire. And that man was the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what Jesus does for us. You know, when the world and the flesh and the devil and people try to throw a damper on our love for Jesus, I found out a long time ago that I'm my worst enemy. They're not public enemy number one. We are. I can speak for all of us. It's not the prostitutes. It's not drug addicts. It's my own heart that I have to be careful of and watch out for. That's where I need to be most suspicious, and that's where I need to guard most, as my brother said last night, hearts the most deceitful thing, desperately wicked. And thank God Jesus can cleanse that heart and does cleanse that heart every day. I'm just so thankful that when people and powers of darkness and the whole world conspires against us to try to convince us that Jesus is not the way, the Holy Ghost makes himself that much more mighty in our lives and convinces us that Jesus satisfies, and whatever Jesus does for us, he has a whole ocean full more of that for us. And I'm so thankful that there's no end. The Bible says the peace and the increase of his government, there shall be no end. As we seek him, he always has more for us. We can never, Sister Robinson used to say, we can never get overfed with the Bible. We can't. We can never pray too much, read the Bible too much, you know, be concerned that maybe I'm overdoing it, because God always has more. He's always on the giving hand. And I'm just so thankful for Jesus this morning. I'm thankful he was able to keep me. I remember when I first went to church, Sister Wally and the other older saints that were so kind to me and gave me Brother Hans' tapes and kind of took me under their wing and prayed with me and were so kind to me, and they still are. Put up with me sometimes with my nonsense, but they're very patient. They'd say, how does God keep you? You know, you're in a home where everybody's against you. Your brother's saying you're nuts, your sister, your mother, your father, your neighbors. I said, well, the Lord's stronger. I just gave that scripture. Greater is he that is in me than greater than he that is in the world. And Jesus has proven himself to me that way over and over again. He's greater. We don't have to fear. As long as we're on his side, he'll fight for us. And I've seen him do miracles in my family. I'm thankful for that. Miracles in my own life. I just want to thank the Lord this morning.
So precious is Jesus, my Savior, my King. His praise all the day long with rapture I sing. In my weakness, for strength I can cling. Glory so precious to me. For he is so precious to me.
Turn to that song that's number 461 in our hymn books. 461. Why don't we stand as we sing this song? excited as we sing that last verse.
I praise him because he